My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we realize love takes time. 4 days, 5 days, whatever. So listen and enjoy.
What do you think I say to her?
Yeah, I think you say yes.
I go, your focus on what I can give you makes me hesitant to let you in. She goes, the reason I asked is because I need it and I can't get it here where I'm, that's why I asked that you help me, because I'm not the type that requests for men, so if you are going to help me out, please let me know. Bitch, you asked me right, like 8 days later, stop it, please. I go, well, see, I really don't know what type you are. Once I am sure, getting you gifts will not be a problem at all.
Oh, good point.
I thought so. She goes, what do you need to be sure? A blowjob. No, I said, I think it's just a feeling or naked pictures of you.
Wow.
She goes, naked pictures won't prove anything. Don't even go there.
Wow. Just like that.
No. I go, I was kidding, but naked pictures could make me lose my mind over you. She goes, and I don't want you to lose your mind because I'm still in love with you.
That makes no sense.
I go, still in love? I don't think that is true. You don't know me well enough for that. She goes, okay. I go, you agree? She goes, whatever you think. I go, okay. All right, that's a good place to end it.
Wow, so she really is a moody little thing.
What do you think of this one?
She's reeling you in. She came out of nowhere. She couldn't find anybody to, her other marks probably weren't panning out so well, so she came back to you. She's buttering you up, and she's moving in for the kill.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going the way she planned. No.
What?
No. But it was good. I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, though. Here's the fake Davin has now shown more of an interest in having a relationship with her. You know, before, fake Davin was all about losing his pants.
Right. And now he's like, well, wait a minute. Well, I want to get to know you better before I go and send you presents. And
well,
yeah,
well,
like, yeah, whatever.
You're both trying to reel each other in.
Yes. Well, yeah,
I'm
trying to keep her interested.
Yeah.
I believe where we last left off, fake Davin, whose girlfriend is Lacey, who's in Nigeria, big, beautiful blonde one with big boobs, stuck in Nigeria working at a lumber company, you know, where her boss hasn't paid her in months. You know how that goes, kids.
Sure.
Yeah. I believe fake Davin, where we last left off, was interested in a relationship all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. What's going on with you?
Well, no, because, like, I was kind of being distant, saying I wanted to screw around. But now I'm kind of into it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right. So we will continue with that. Also, a lot of time had passed sometimes between their conversations.
Oh, my God. Like, a week would go by, and she'd be like, hey. And it's like, what do you mean, hey?
Hey!
Hey, Ben.
All right. We will pick up on July 15th of 2019. So I say to her, you better snatch me up, babe. I'm constantly getting hit on by strange women on Instagram, all looking for love and finding me.
Mm.
Those are scammers, by the way, I'm talking about.
Of course.
She goes, you can go for them if that's what you want.
Oh, so just playing it like cagey.
Yeah. So I said, thank you for your permission. She goes, LOL. She says, you're welcome. I said, can I have great sex with her and tell you all about it?
Dude.
What?
That's wrong.
Well, I told her I slept with women before.
Oh, that's true. But it's just like, I know this is a scammer and you can say whatever you want, but it's like, oh, just, that's just wrong.
So that was July 15th, I said that.
Oh.
July, so that was July 15th, I said that to her. Let me see. Oh, so July 19th. July 19th, I write, so I am unclear if the silence was a yes or a no.
It's like, hello? You left me hanging on that weird note.
4 days have passed, and she did not answer.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.